Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about
that one, huh?
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
I know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago. In the Skyline Studio, typically, but today, Jim Bob in the El Bandito Yankee Hideout, the Wanna Parlay podcast studio, and honored to have one of the most beloved Blackhawks of all time, a Team USA Olympic silver medalist, and a member of the NHL Hall of Fame.
That is special. It's my boy, JR, man. Jeremy Roenick is joining us, and I am pumped up about it, and glad to have you from rainy San Diego, if you can believe that. I mean, what happened to that? It never rains in Southern California.
All the weathermen had to, like, switch up that static broadcast. Wait a minute, change it up.
Yeah.
Normally, it's just sunny.
Hey, listen, it's one of those 5 days of rain that we get every year, so actually, it's probably a good thing it's raining, or else I'd be on the golf course and not talking to you guys, so yeah. it's a good thing.
And I love having you on and so forth. But before we started the show, we were horse playing and everything, and we wanted to get right into it and talk about the U.S. hockey, men's and women. And I wanted to lead off and let you roll with it.
Well, listen, this is one of the greatest times of the year in sports, and you know, there's no question in my opinion that the Olympics is the biggest platform in sports around the world. It's where you get the best athletes from each respective country that go out and battle against each other. And to be able to put on the colors of your country is one of the biggest proud moments that you can possibly have in sports. I was able to play in two Olympics, won a silver medal in 2002 right here on our own soil in Salt Lake. So I understand what it means to put the red, white, and blue on. And I'm sure it's the same for Finland to put on the blue and white, Sweden to put on the yellow and blue. It's a very, very special thing. I should obviously throw in Canada with their red and white. But it's a special thing, obviously, to watch 24 hours a day, all these different sports. It's amazing to see people do their thing. I'm really excited for the hockey aspect, especially in the men, because what happened last February with the Four Nations and the level of competition that we saw, whether it was great talent or the fighting and the toughness, or just the loyalty and how proud each player was to play for their team in that Four Nations. We caught, and I say we, the hockey world caught the world by storm, and we probably created 20 to 30 more million more fans to hockey, which is now leading up to the Olympics. Now, will there be fighting? Will they have the same intensity? I question that, but you're going to see as good a hockey, in which I can't wait to see the best players in the world perform on the biggest stage in the world. You're seeing the United States is up there as one of the favorites. Obviously, Canada is one of the favorites. Sweden, in my opinion, is one of those dark horses that can step up and really grab attention. But I expect another Canadian-American final, which will be, again, for us, an amazing battle of the world powers. I'm very fortunate to be part of the world power building for American hockey. But I have to say this, too, before you jump in. I am so excited that the women's
hockey team. That's where we were going. You got it.
The women's hockey team. And let me tell you something. I've done plenty of Olympics as a commentator. And one of my favorite things in the Olympics, especially in Seoul, Korea, for the Olympics in Seoul, was watching the women's hockey play and win. This team, this year, USA Women, is the best hockey team, female hockey team I've ever seen. The best skaters, the most well-coached, the best all-around team I've ever seen, and they are just thumping everyone. And I couldn't be more proud of being an American watching this women's hockey team show, not show, but make a stamp on what team is the best female hockey team in the world, and that's USA. So my hat goes off to that team. I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go with it, is that not only the men, but this year the women's team is absolutely phenomenal, and I wanted to get your perspectives on that. And
it's the best talent I've ever seen in terms of the female hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't think it makes anybody, you know, lift an eye when you say the women aren't as fast as the men. Maybe they're not as strong as the men. They're not as physical as the men. Maybe they don't look as graceful skating as the men. But this team, totally different. They skate as well as the men. They pass as well as the men. They play as a team as well as the men. They are beautiful skaters as well as men. This is as great a team as I've ever seen. It has nothing to do with gender. This is just a good damn hockey team. And I couldn't be more proud that this team looks this way. But not only that, is they're giving so many young females the platform and the dream to want to play the game at the same level. And I couldn't be more happy for the women's game.